WD8DX Mobile 14714. AC8DG, AC8DG, WD8DX Mobile calling on 14714. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Well, you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Good morning, Mr. Jim. Oh, I noticed your APRS is down here this morning. How's everything going?
Oh, I'll have to reboot it. I'll see you later today.
No, no biggie, just figured I'd let you know. three-day week, that's all I'm counting on. It's today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then four-day weekend. I am so looking forward to a four-day weekend and a three-day week, so it's all good.
And weren't you saying something about car shows this coming weekend?
There is a parade on Thursday. There is a car cruise on Friday and a car show on Saturday. So we intend to hit all three. How's that?
Well, that sounds entertaining.
That'll keep me busy. I was supposed to do the Cherry Festival car show yesterday, but some external circumstances kept me from going. So we stayed at home and played some video games and kind of relaxed yesterday, so which wasn't all bad. I did enjoy that. Made a few more levels in Skyrim, so we're good.
Yeah, probably. I would have stayed away from Cherry Festival also, and it was kind of chilly yesterday.
Yes, it was. I actually spent about an hour out in my hammock yesterday. I actually pulled my hammock out. I haven't done that in a while. Felt real good to kind of kick back, relax on that. But, like I say, I have some other things that are going on. I wanted to go to the car show. In fact, I made it into Traverse City for the show, but I, at the last minute, decided not to come back home. So, there's that. But, anyway, it's neither here nor there. But, all I know is we got show this weekend and the parade I'm looking forward to. I actually picked up a couple flags. I normally will, a big 4th of July parade like this, run my giant American flag, but I actually got myself two smaller American flags and I have two smaller Ghostbuster flags, so I am hopefully put all four on, two on each car, and they should be small enough to be able to do just that.
Yeah, I think we talked about the flag last week. You were preparing for it, so, very cool.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't want to say it was Friday. It was Friday. I picked up the American flags. They actually had them at, and these are just a cheap flag. These are a $4 a piece flag. So, but for throwing on the car for parades once every blue moon, they're going to be more than adequate. There was no reason to buy one of the big embroidered $50 flags for that.
Yeah, and scale-wise, it's probably better.
Well, they're physically the same size, 3x5, and that's what the flags are. They're all 3x5, so 6 feet vertically flat.
Okay, well, you're kind of dropping out of your repeater there, so this is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta call.
We're at the park. We're switching 468.
Loud and clear in 8YSS.
Ah, well, I was thinking I left you on the 1-3. Maybe I better tell you to get over here. But I guess we'll be on this reef. This basically, as we travel downriver, I'm just on 72 right now, coming up on Wakely Lake.
Sir, you're straight north of me, Ben. Absolutely. Yeah, this is a lot better. And you got to realize I've got two radios going on with four different frequencies, so I can going to another frequency is not a problem, you know. KC8AOL.
Ah, okay. Hey, do you have any idea what this clearing is just west of Lake Wakely Lake, actually east too? Like they cut back about, oh, I don't know, 25, 30 yards along 72 on the north side?
A forest fire there. That's what happened there. KC8AOL.
Ah, okay. Well, you answered that question. Any YSS in the mobile on 72 and a lovely day. Ken will be going down to McMaster's, and I am going to go down to Parmalee and we'll see how that works. Any YSS mobile.
Well, John, that sounds like a plan, so I'm sitting here listening, monitoring the frequency, KC8AOL.
Well, you got me curious. You got two different radios, so what do you have there, and what frequencies are you monitoring?
Well, this is the Wushan 980, and I've got the 700 on it, and I've got the 1-3 on it. And it's going through a quad band antenna at 30 feet. And then the other radio is the 100, and it's got the West Branch repeater on it and the Rose City repeater, the 110, and it's at 35 feet on a dual band.
So now, are you getting all four repeaters about the same signal strength, or roughly?
I get the Rose City at full signal strength. It's just how well you get into it. I get the Mayo at full signal strength, just depending on how well you get into it. I get the Grayling at about half signal strength, you know. So it's kind of sketchy, but you know the situation there. I'm talking through mountains, KC8AOL.
It'd be the lightest reception there because of the situation with the hills.
I understand.
Yeah, when we had it on the military tower, it worked quite well. The only thing is we lost our humble home up there.
Yeah, that makes us for a sad situation. KC8AOL.
It's very, I know, I guess in the UP there's a couple of places where there is actually amateur radio repeaters cohabitating on the 800 tower, but most of that's not a possibility. The Manistee repeater used to be on a Forest Service tower, and they lost their humble home. I guess something came down from the feds that nobody else is supposed to be on the Federal Forest Tower. They could be on there, but it was like, rent was like $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month, huh, which is about $2,000 a month too much, KC8AOL.
Now, how much is Mount Tom?
I was talking about the federal tower there. You said it was $1,000 a month, and I says, yeah, which was about $2,000 a month too much. I don't know what Cameron does. I don't know what that's his personal finances, his personal business, so I'm not privy to that information. KC8AOL.
Yeah, I'm not either. This is Federal Forest. This is down by, out by Wellston, outside of Manistee, east of Manistee. And it was on a Federal Forest Service tower. This one, the 700, I believe, is on Jim Young's tower. I I believe he still owns it. He did a few years back, but I know he's getting up there in years.
No, I just don't know.
Yeah, and it changes, you know, and lot and so forth.
Yes, sir. Everything changes, unfortunately.
Yep, and some people also rent towers for a business, and one of the nice things is you don't have to deal with stopped up toilets or some people not paying rent. They don't pay the rent, you just pull their electricity, and they're done.
I copy that.
Anyway, I turned on to McMaster's Bridge Road, and so I'll be down at the bridge here in a few minutes.
Loud and clear, John. A little bit of picketing while you're driving, but that's understandable. You're probably doing the state speed limit there, 65.
Well, I'm not too lead-footed, so I probably don't go right now. I'm only going about 50, and I'm on McMaster's Bridge Road. And then, too, I've got a Yagi strapped to my roof, so that might be interfering with my quarter-wave antenna.
That's a possibility. KCA to AOL was N8YFF.
Yep, very distinct possibility. Thank you. N8YFF in the mobile. Here, I'm going to pause for a few minutes and give the repeater a rest in case somebody needs to use it.
I will too. KCA to AOL listening.
KCA to AOL, N8YFF in the mobile.
N8YFF, this is KCA to AOL. Loud and clear. Are you stationary there at the where you're going to be?
I'm at McMaster's at the top of the hill. Could you go to the 1-3? I'm curious where the sweet spot is here. I figure the 700, we can probably pretty much get anywhere here.
All right, you go ahead and key up the 1-3. KCAVO, excuse me. Yeah, go ahead and key up the 1-3 and then key up the 110.
Okay. Here, this is just, I've got one frequency I can listen to on this radio. It's ICV-8000, so it's just the one frequency. Good heavy-duty radio, though. N8YSS.
PC-8AOL, listening to the other frequencies mentioned.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox, Philly Whiskey, monitoring.
KC8AOL, N8YSS.
N8YSS, this is KC8AOL.
Yeah, this sounds beautiful compared to the 4-5. That 4-5's got kind of like a fuzz box distortion.
Yeah, it's like night and day. All right, I got to answer Ken on the Rose City, so I'll be back, KC8AOL.
By all means, take care of him. N8YSS in the mobile. KCAAOL, N8YSS.
N8YSS. N8YSS, this is KCAAOL.
Okay, I'm going to try tinkering around here with the 11. I am down at Parmalee. You are loud and clear in full scale. I am just south of the bridge. N8YSS.
All right then, well this 700 machine is a remarkable repeater. Cameron definitely has a very good product. I'm going to stand by for a minute. I think I got to go out and talk to the well guy. KCAA well clerk.
Okay, go ahead and do what you need to do. N8YSS at Parmalee. N8YSS testing at Parmalee.
KC8AOL, back online, 700.
KC8AOL, N8YSS.
N8YSS, this is KC8AOL.
Can you give me a little chatter on the 511? I'm trying to find a sweet spot here down at Parmalee Bridge.
Will do. KC8AOL, switching to the 511.
KC8AOL, N8YSS.
8YSS, this is KC8AOL, and we are continuing doing repeater tests. This particular one on the 700 for the canoe marathon.
Yeah, I could hear you on the 511, but that was about it. Apparently you couldn't hear me. It was like about an S1, NYSS.
Yeah, I heard, I saw the signal. I saw the signal strength meter go over. You probably weren't getting into it very good at all. KC8AOL.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. So, apparently I would say the 511 not with just a mobile mount. Maybe with a mast and some antenna?
John, that's probably what it's going to take. You said you're at Parmalee, correct? KC8AOL.
Yep, Parmalee. That's interesting. I just saw a gal that looked like the one that was at McMaster's, and they were blowing up an inflatable kayak, and she's down here. I don't know, maybe it's one of those long days everybody looks the same. I'm just trying to figure out how she got down here so fast.
Hey, John, it's 4th of July week. All downstaters look alike. KC8AOL.
I like that. Anyway, as that, I'm going to try the 511 soon. I'm at the access site right now, and I'm going to poke around here and see if I can get into it. Anyway, as that.
Right, this is KC8AOL. Listening to the 700, listening to the 13, listening to the 45, and listening to the 11.
KC8AOL, this is KD8QJI.
KD8QJI, go ahead. This is KC8AOL.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I'm up in Newberry, and this repeater is coming in good up here. You're sounding real good here.
Yeah, we're on a link system on this particular unit. The Northern Michigan link, it's got a footprint, that's for sure. KC8AOL. Thank you.
All right. Just heard you in there. I thought I'd come back. KD8QJI, clear.
All right. KD8QJI, KC8AOL, 73, mister. Have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine.
And you also.
KC8AOL, NYSS.
This is KC8AOL. Go ahead, NYSS.
Well, I don't know. I think if we did the 13 or the 11 here, you'd probably need a antenna on a mast. I had a Yagi on a mast, and you know, one of the things I noticed, Ken has just a omnidirectional, and I have a big Yagi. You know, the Yagi's nice; it has more gain, but you've got to get it pointed exactly right.
That is correct. KC8AOL.
Yeah, I think on an external antenna that might be doable, 13 and 11, but otherwise, no, I don't think it's too well. And this, by the way, years ago, on the old 700, Ray Ingalls actually worked this location on an HT. He was down by the water with the timers.
Well, I can get into the 700, the 700 on an HT from my garage.
Oh, I know. It's got awesome coverage.
KC8AOL with N8YSS.
Well, I am going to use the facilities here, and then I am going to go down to my next location, which is Mayo Dam. So I get it right. I was at McMaster's, and that was supposed to be Ken's. I followed up. Not his mistake, but my mistake.
Well, he is motivating down to Camp 10, so I'm going to be talking to him at Camp 10, and you do what you got. You take your 20-foot walk, and then I'll talk to you when you get to the Mayo Dam.
Oh, okay, sounds good. KC8AOL, NYSS, thank you for the help.
KC8AOL, repeater testing for the canoe marathon. Standing by. And this is KC8 AOL. Standing by. Repeater testing. Osabo Canoe Race Marathon.
KC8 AOL at 8YSS testing.
Coming in on the 1-3. I heard you coming in on the 1-3. This is KC8 AOL over on the 700.
Oh, you did hear me on the 1-3.
I stepped away for a minute. I wasn't sure which radio it was, and then I picked the right one. I responded to you on the 1-3, but you already gone. KC8 AOL.
Well, at least I know you heard me. Did you hear me on the 11?
I didn't hear the 11. You'll have to try it again.
Here, I can jump over there, but that's interesting. You can hear the 1-3, but not the 11. Okay. Anyway, let me jump over to the 1-4-5-11 NAYSS at Mayo Dam, at the access site, actually just north of Mayo Dam.
AOL, listening to multiple frequencies. Repeater testing. Osabo Marathon Canoe Race.
K0WJR, NAYSS, in the mobile.
Over on the 1-1. He's over on the 1-1, KC8 AOL.
I don't know if he can copy me, but I'll go over there. NAYSS.
All right, then. KC8 AOL.
KC8 AOL, NAYSS.
Stay here, John. Ken will be here in a second, KC8 AOL.
Yeah, I can go meet him. Is he coming down here?
He's real close to you now.
Okay, because I'm at the little access site part that's just north of the dam. Go over the river and over to the left.
Hopefully he got switched over and he heard that. KC8 AOL.
KC0WGI, just caught the tail end of it. Access, right north of the dam. Further information, over.
Either that or I could meet you. I'm at the, it's just north of the dam over on the west side of the road. There's also a access site just right across from the dam that's real easy to meet up with people. K0WJR, NAYSS, mobile.
Yeah, this is K0WJR. I was looking for the restaurant. I don't see it coming up on my search. Over.
There's a couple different options. There's Farmer's Creamery, which is up north of where our present location is. There you could also, if you want to go to that tavern in McKinley, we can. I don't know that it's open. I don't know what its hours are.
Okay, again, I don't see the Farmer's Creamery coming up on the GPS, but that's okay. It's north of the dam, over.
Yep, I tell you what, where are you at?
The intersection of 72 and 33, I'm heading north on, I'll be heading north on 72 when the light changes, heading towards the dam.
Okay, well I can get out on the main road here and I'm not sure, Farmer's Creamery, who knows, maybe they take off Tuesdays or something. I know they're closed Sundays.
There does seem to be a lot of options around here, so not a problem. I just turn north on 72 now, heading to the dam. I'll see you in a bit. Over.
Yeah, I'll, if you want, if you'd rather, I can pull out so I am not down here by the park, or you can meet me here at the park, either way.
Well, if you're north of the dam, go ahead and pull out. Over.
Okay, I'll pull out here and I'll be pulling out, and I'll be up by 72 or 33.
I got you. I'm heading north of you, so I keep going north, over.
Correct. When you get to Kettle Road, that'll be the crossroads right there, and it's on the northwest corner of that intersection.
Roger. This is K0WJR. Any YSS. There are a couple other options. There's Paddle In, which you'll be coming up on the right as you go up. There's Allen's 12 Cables, and that's over south of us. I have never been in that one. Paddle In, I've been in several times over the years.
Okay, I'm on it. I'm in the parking lot. Over.
I was just going to say, it's right there. Whoops. Did you drive past any YSS?
K0WJ. Nope, I'm in the parking lot. I'm parked. Over.
Okay, you're ahead of me. Any YSS?
K0WJR.
And I see ya. Any YSS? Clear.
KC8AOL, KC8AOL, K0WJR on the 700, over.
K0WJR, KC8AOL.
K0WJR, can you go to the 1-1 for an attempt at a radio check, over.
All right.
I've got the 1-1 tuned in, KC8AOL listening.
This is K0WJR leaving this frequency, out.
NAYSS, testing on the 700.
NAYSS, this is KC8AOL. You're loud and clear, very readable.
I kind of figured. I was hoping I'd get something on the 45013, but I didn't get anything. I'm going to try the 94 next, see, so don't worry if you're not there. I'm just curious. And then I'm going to go down to 4001.
Go ahead with the 94. I'm there. I turned the 45 off. I got tired of listening to it. That's a bad repeater.
I know. It's got issues. Anyway, okay, I'm going to try the 94 and AYSS. KC8AOL and AYSS.
Go ahead, John. I didn't hear anything on the 94 if you tried the 94.
I did. I didn't even hear it come back to me. So I think it did not work. So, okay, I am going to mosey on down to 4001.
This is KC8AOL with NAYSS on standby. K0WGR, this is KC8AOL.
KC8AOL, K0WGR, over.
Repeater to use past mile. Definitely use a repeater to use past mile.
Roger, we're just trying to make sure that if we have to have reports coming in from multiple sites, that we got multiple repeaters. It can be done with a single one, but nice to have two that work or are workable. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, the 3.5, when it's up and running, it'll be just slightly less forceful than 700, so we should be good. KC8AOL.
Roger that. Plus, hey, we're out here having fun. This is K0WJR.
KC8AOL,
NAYSS. NAYSS, this is KC8AOL. I'm assuming that you're checking in at 4001.
You are a mind reader. I'm at the top of the hill. I'm going to try some of the other machines here and see how it works, but I've got you full scale here.
Of course. This computer is the bomb.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm going to jump over and start with the 11, try the 13 for jollies. I don't expect anything there, but we'll try it. Anyway, I'm going to those frequencies. NAYSS.
KC8AOL, I have the 13 on, and I have the 11 on. And I also have the 940 on if you want to try that again.
I think I'll probably be giving that one a try, too. NAYSS. KC8AOL, NAYSS. KC8AOL, NAYSS.
station calling the 700. You're not making it in. KC8AOL. Station calling the 700. You have no audio.
NAEAD mobile.
K0WJR, K0WJR, KC8AOL.
KC8AOL, this is K0WJR, over.
Yep, I heard you loud and clear that time, Ken.
I was on 1-1, we're heading over to 5 channels, to check out the Hilltop Relay, the 1-1, over.
Yep. AOL listening. AOL listening.
AOL, this is K0WJR, over.
K0WJR, KC8AOL.
This is K0WJR, can we try the 1-1, over?
Go ahead, I have the 1-1 on.
KR, moving to the 1-1, K0WJR house.
KC8AOL, listening.
KE8FJW, I'm monitoring. W8SSO, W8SSO. OOW8SOO, KE8FJW calling on 430 repeater. W8FOO, W8FOO, KE8FJW calling on 430 repeater. Negative contact, KE8FJW be monitoring. Station, you're not quite making the repeater. KE8FJW.
KE8FJW.
Well, I heard someone in there. Last station, go ahead. KE8FJW.
KC8EHR, mobile, southbound, 127 or 75, whatever this is. I think it's still 75. KC8EHR, good afternoon.
Okay, KC8HR, KE8FJW. Well, safe travels. Anyways, you're head south, so you're going back down to hotter weather, so. Are you from down south, or are you visiting?
Just so you know, call us Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel Romeo. There is a KC, no, maybe it's not, maybe it's KHCHR down in Charlotte, but enjoy Sam Radio, Echo Hotel Romeo. And just leaving the UP, we're heading back downstate. And we got some stuff we want to take care of around the house, and my HF rig kind of quit working on me proper up there at the cabin we have up there. So I've got it loaded up, bringing stuff back, and plus I got several projects doing at home. So we left early. We were planning on coming back on Friday, but now we're left a few days earlier.
Ah, okay, well, very good. You're up visiting. So where are you up to, where are you at? So where's your cabin at? There we go. If I get out in the UP here.
It's over, officially Red River, but most people don't know where that's at. Over by Gladstone. Everyone usually knows where that's at.
So it's in that general area. And our home, well, I have a hard time saying that. That's why I sound like I'm dragging my feet when I say that. Home to me is up there. That's where we want to be. That's where we plan on retiring. But right now, we reside most of our time down in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, between Lansing and Jackson. But in a couple of years, we're planning on selling and permanently moving up to the Rapid River area to our cabin we've got up there. And my current location is southbound 75, coming up to where it splits off for 127. That's coming up here about a mile, I think, down the road.
N-8-L-O-U.
Well, very good. So, yeah, I know where all those places are, that is for sure. So, then I heard, Lou in there, N-8-L-O-U, he's in there too. So, very good. Picked up another fella. Anyways, hey, Travels, I know another guy that moved up from down there to the UP here. He's now currently in, Chatham area. So, hey, maybe you know where that's at. I know where it's at. Anywho, we'll catch you in there, and we'll see what you'll pick up, Lou. Let's see his name. So, go ahead, Lou. Give it a turn.
L-O-U. Hey, don't forget there's a Rapid River Ham Fest on August 4th.
Yes, sir. Have not forgotten that. I do plan on going to that, definitely. And my wife knows where that's at. Didn't ring a bell to me, but she, our son and daughter-in-law lived up in Chenery for a little while. And I asked her, I said, you know where that place is at? She goes, yeah, it's nearby where they live. So I have an idea now where that's at. KCHDHR. I don't know who picked it up next.
KCHDHR, N-8-L-O-U. Yeah. Hamfest is right almost downtown.
Right in Rapid River?
I believe it's the VFW, but it's actually the old school, just about two blocks north of US 2 at the blinker light.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Rapid River's not that big. Oh, I got a phone call coming in, guys. I'll be back.
Wow, Mr. Lou. How is that? How was Engineer's Day? I actually had to, work, so. Or actually, I was out of town that day, so we had a doctor's appointment up there in Marquette, so. Back over to you, N-8-L-O-U. This is K-E-8-F-K-W.
Engineer's Day was pretty successful there. Had a nice time. Everybody from the Sioux Club put on a good show, and lots of people came through. We had probably 15 hams stop by and chat with us. So it was a good turnout.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I talked to one of them. He just stopped by here today. And, he said that you guys had a good show down there. So, but anywho, see you head back home.
I'm headed home right now. I just turned off Borgstrom Road onto US 2 out here, so we're just going by Hog Island right now.
Ah, okay, very good. I haven't been all over there quite some time, so maybe I'll have to take a trip out that way. There's that nice campground there that you should go there and go swimming, so.
There's several vehicles parked along the shore here. They're all out dipping their toes in the lake. And N-8-L-O-U.
Oh, hey, there you go. So, you going to go sit on the beach for a bit?
We're headed home. I got things to do the rest of the week. So, we've been up since Engineer's Day. Time to go home.
All right, very good. So you're on the lake shore there in Michigan. You must be using the 11 repeater or the 19 repeater. One's Max City, one's the Petoskey.
Yeah, I'm coming out of Mackinac City.
Okay. Well, yeah, you definitely, it sounds good for that area, so. Yep. Yeah, we also have another one in Petoskey there that's linked up. We follow this with the reef system here, so. Yeah, it's definitely growing. K-E-8-F-G-W.
K-E-8-F-G-W, N-A-L-O-U. Yeah, I can hit the Mac repeater from camp on a vertical at about 35 feet north of Newbury.
Oh, wow. That's kind of surprising. So, yeah, very good. So, yeah, you must be in one of the, just the right spot. So, I mean, I don't think I ever tried to, No, because, I don't have a station over there anymore, so. But or else I would probably try to live in repeater.
Yeah, I've heard guys say they can get into it out of Escanaba, so coming across the lake, so I guess it's got a pretty good footprint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on the, I know it's on one of the county towers there, so I don't know which one or where. Is, but, so yeah, it's definitely right there, somewhere by Mac City. So, yeah, you should try the Petoskey repeater. I think that's a little farther over. Maybe it's too far south. I don't know. But yeah, very good. So, yeah, even 7-4 is linked into the system. My repeater up here in the Sioux is linked into it, 430. And there's one in, actually, there's probably two in Grand Traverse, I should say Traverse City, and Mile, and there's another one, Houghton Lake, and, I know there's more in there. I can't think of them all.
Yeah, the Mile repeater, was it K9, KOP, Cameron Thurston. Yeah, he's I belong to the same radio club with him downstate there out of the West Branch area.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one. Yeah, those guys are getting ready for their canoe race. I heard them all morning doing their radio check, so that was neat.
That's a pretty good footprint because I can run this all the way down with through the link. The old lake one I don't hit very well, but if I can get, once I get past Grayling, I'm going to lose Cam's repeater there a little bit, but they're going to try to get some more tied in down that way.
Oh, that would be kind of neat, that's for sure. Yeah, one of our guys there, he just moved to Grayling, so maybe he'll put his repeater back up on here.
You never know what'll happen.
Hard telling. So, we'll let you continue driving, and good that we missed you this year. So, yeah, I had to work. I was busy this weekend, so or last weekend. But hey, maybe there's always next year. So, it's always the last Friday in June, Engineers Day. So, KEFGW.
Yep, and we always look forward to it. We're going back, talk to Robert. We'll be back there next year. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you there. So traffic's picking up here, doing some construction work. So we'll catch up with you. N-8-L-O-U, clear.
7-3, safe travels. K-E-8-F-G-W, going back to Monterey.
BDR mobile monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Kilo November listening.
KE8DKN NHLOU.
NHLOU, this is KE8DKN. Coming north on 75, approaching Mackinac. Back to you.
I believe it's Phil. My name is Lou, Lima Oscar Uniform.
I'm eastbound on US 2, about 15 miles out of St. Ignace.
Nice signal. How's my signal here?
You're full quieting. Are you out of the Mackinac City repeater?
Yes, I am. Actually heading toward, going to Mackinac Island to my buddy's cottage on the north side of the island. I'm wondering if you ever tried to hit this repeater off of the island.
I think you could do it with a tin can and a coat hanger.
Good to know.
Because there's one more out of the link system for at, I believe, and then one at Sioux, one at Sheboygan, one at, and over near Petoskey and Traverse City. So you've got quite a footprint here right now.
Sounds good. So I should be able to hit this actually in Petoskey too, sounds like.
That's affirmative, and you can hit it on southbound 75 all the way to Grayling.
Yeah, that's a big footprint, all right.
If you Google Northern Michigan Linked Repeater System, you'll get a lot of information.
Will do. Getting close to the island, I got to start giving some driving directions to the parking lot. So, KE8DKN, clear.
Thanks for the chat, and 8LOU, clear.
And 8UH, Mobile Traverse City.
This is 88DP, testing star on the mile repeater.
KE8FJW, I heard you.
What was that, KE8S Sierra? KE8 Sierra Juliet Whiskey, was that right?
Hey, it's close. Kilo Echo 8. Fox Julie Whiskey. Fox Julie Whiskey. Yeah, it seems like there's a little bit of internet lag in the system tonight.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I thought that was my second choice. How's my audio?
Are you coming in radio or are you coming in through like a phone or something? Because your audio could be turned down just a little bit. You might be overdriving things.
Yep, I'm on a phone app, DroidStar. So I did bump down. How's that?
I can tell you that you bumped it down, but you're still over driving because it clipped. So maybe bump it down some more and try that.
Yep, that's common. So now I'm down 10% on the mic gain. Is that any better?
It's still clipping, but I know your audio's going down. So maybe there is some internet lag. I'm not sure how your internet is over where you're at.
I'm just keep bringing it down. It's actually common, especially with this one. So now it's 6%. How's that? Any better? Maybe trying not to talk so loud either.
No, but it does seem to be getting us just a tad better. So maybe try maybe 4 or something. I don't know.
All right, there's 2%. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely still late clipping on my end. So, but yeah, I don't know. Keep try one. I don't know. Maybe don't need any on my game. Well, that time there was no audio.
Okay, yeah, that's about the lowest I can get it before it just hits zero. I'm just doing a quick test anyway. I'm planning on transmitting into this repeater over RF next weekend. I'm down here in Detroit, but I have a place in Lewiston that I'm bringing up an antenna and some coax and a flagpole and my radio and seeing if I can make it into this one and some other ones from up there, so we'll see. So I just kind of jumped. I just noticed that it had All-Star, so I thought I'd hook up here really quick and just see if it was active at all.
Alright, yeah, it sounds good, but, yeah, well, hopefully we'll hear you next weekend, that's for sure, so we'll be around, and I missed where you're going, but it sounds like you're bringing a whole bunch of gear, so that's good, and yeah, we'll hopefully hear you tomorrow, but, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's your internet, so that's fine. I think 2% is probably good, but maybe you're somebody's internet. Maybe it's my internet. Who knows? It's definitely some lagging going on. I'm thinking that's going on too. So, but if I'm coming in clear to you, who knows what's going on? So, anyway, KTAWKW for an ID.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, your audio is clear, but it does drop. Okay, maybe that's what you're hearing, is the occasional dropping in and out, which would be internet for sure. I hear that too, but when I am hearing you, you sound great. So I do this stuff very much. So I don't do the phone. You know, I actually wrote Droidstar. I am actually the Droidstar author, but I don't ever use it like this. I just I'm always RF. I just wanted to see if this repeater was active, and it is. So, yeah, I have a place in Lewiston, my own place, so I'm bringing up my typical thing down here in Detroit is I got a Diamond X300A attached to a 30-foot telescoping flagpole. Down here, that's on my second-story landing at my house, and that gets me up 45 foot at the base of the 10-foot antenna and 55 at the tip, so I'll be doing something similar up there. My house is surrounded by trees, 60, 70 foot tall, and I'm only going to have a 30-foot flagpole at the ground level. So, but it's not super dense, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, until then, I'll catch you later. This is 88 BP. I'll be clear as well.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I think you said try DV Switch. I think that's the app that I have for All-Star, so maybe the app is not very good. But anywho, if not, that's fine too. We'll say, yeah, I think you're everything else, it's, yeah, sounds good, so.